One, two, three, four. Just another day at my dead-end profession. I'm living day to day. Yeah, listening to some good old country records on the radio. And yeah, what else can I say?
Hello, and welcome to the Degenerates Podcast.
That's a weird opening.
Hello.
You're doing Seinfeld from that episode.
It's actually kind of how I do science faction. Yes, there is no Ryan today. We're just going to do a real short thing with me and Dave.
He's out sick, unfortunately.
Yeah, but Dave and I aren't capable of really carrying a show. So, not at all. We're going to do a real quick update. Dave, you've been gone for a while.
And actually, before we get into that, my suggestion for this episode, when I walked into your house, your son started crying. Like, I've never seen him cry before.
The second he saw you, he was like, what the fuck is this?
Like, terrified crying. I wanted you to record that and just play that. That would be the episode. No intro, nothing. Just people like, oh, new Jenner podcast, and it's a crying baby.
And then they'd be like, Ryan's voice is surprisingly unraspy today.
No, just be like sad because there's no episode. You're like, oh, okay.
So where were you, Dave? I've just been gone
for like 10 days.
Nobody knew you were where you were going or what was going on?
Yeah, I've noticed that's a weird thing about me. Like, I tend to just not tell people what I'm up to. And as the day got closer, I was like, oh, I need to tell these guys. I need to tell this person. I need to tell some. I need to take the time off work.
Should probably tell my boss. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a parole officer.
It's a longer story than it is interesting. But essentially, there's like a giant, amazing sort of a water park in Ohio that I really wanted to go to. And I figured, you know, it's like a camping weekend festival. It's not a big deal, but it's like this fun.
Wait, you drove to Ohio to go to a water park?
Yeah. So since I was going, I'm like, you know what? I'll drive. That way I can take the camping gear. I was checking that. And then I can drive up to Michigan, where I'm from, load up a bunch of my shit that's still in my parents' basement, and drive it back with me.
Wow.
So that was the purpose of taking the car.
That was an interesting road trip. So what did you learn on your sojourn into spirituality?
I learned to avoid Kansas.
Yeah.
I have a map on my wall. I've done a lot of road trips all over the country all my life, and there's 7 states I haven't been to. Kansas is one of them.
Okay.
And since it's right in the middle, I'm like, well, on the way back, I'll just dip through Kansas. Right. I'll knock that off my list.
Yep.
Got pulled over twice in Kansas.
Wow.
Within half an hour of each other.
Wow. Were you like doing crazy over the speed limit?
No, I do like 7 over the speed limit. And wow. I don't know if I made this up or if this is real, but both times the officer pulled me over, I told him, I said, listen, I've talked to police officers before and they always tell me that if you're doing 6 or 7 over, that's pretty safe. They both agreed with me. Like, oh yeah, absolutely. No one's going to give you a ticket for 7 over.
Did they then give you a ticket?
No.
Oh, okay.
The first guy was super nice. As soon as he came to the window, he was like smiling and laughing. We chatted a little bit. He pulled me over because of 7 over plus a cracked windshield.
A cracked windshield gets you pulled over?
It can be, yeah. Supposedly it's like a visual impairment or something like that. But he let me off with just a warning, just a verbal warning. About half an hour later, I got pulled over again. Also for 7 over, but this time I was driving in the wrong lane. In Kansas, if there's 2 lanes, you have to be in the right lane unless you're passing.
You know what? That's a good rule, though.
It is.
I like that rule. I think we should have that here.
Yeah. There's nobody else, literally no one else on the road, just me. So I was just like, whatever, I'm in the left lane.
Yeah.
But he gave me a written warning. He's like, since I told him I'd pull over already, he's like, well, I'll give you a written warning. That way, if this happens again, you won't have to go through all this. And then as he was letting me go, just almost as an afterthought, he was like, quick question for you. I'm like, go ahead. He's like, mind if I search your vehicle? You know, I don't really, I'm not on a timeline. This is like a 2-day trip and I obviously have nothing to hide. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke weed, anything like that. So I was like, yeah, go ahead. Now, before I said that, he was like, you don't have any weapons in the car, any contraband, any narcotics. And by narcotics, I don't mean marijuana. I mean like cocaine or heroin, anything like that, blah, blah. And then he went on to mention marijuana twice specifically.
Interesting.
And so I was like,
he's trying
go
to
ahead.
Shake you out. Like, let's see, if your irises got bigger.
Because the last one, he's like, no, I'll be honest with you, man. If you got a little bit of pot, I'm not too concerned about that, but whatever. So I let him search the car. He had the gloves on, flashlight, whole thing, unpacked the entire car, like took all my stuff apart. And when I posted that on Facebook, a few of my friends were like, oh, he saw the California plates and thought for sure he was going to find weed.
Yep.
Like,
I
was guessing.
He thought you were going cross country with the big bale of weed.
Yeah, exactly. Because he almost let me go. And then it was, like I said, it was an afterthought. I'm thinking that he was just radioing in to check on to be like, hey, I did this traffic stop. And someone at the station is probably like, California, check him. He's got weed. I guarantee he's got weed. And so I think that's why he did it.
No, dude. He pulled the Columbo, which is where you pretend like everything's good. And at the end, you go, just one more thing. And that's it. That's his tactic because he knows he'll get you off base that way. You're not all nervous.
Yeah.
You're more likely to tell him the truth.
Yeah. But no, so other than that, the trip was very uneventful. Now, growing up in the Midwest, I forget, Bobby, have you been out there?
Yeah, very briefly and with no desire to return.
Absolutely. In the Midwest, we get some pretty intense thunderstorms.
Yes.
Like, I've grown up with a lot of these. And even with having this broad base of experience with thunderstorms, I drove through one in New Mexico that kind of terrified me. Like, oh, the rain was coming down so hard at night on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
I could barely see taillights in front of me. We were going 30 miles an hour, all of us with our hazards on. And the rain was so hard that the crack in my windshield spread a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. Desert thunderstorms are a whole different ballgame.
Oh, man. I've been in the desert.
I've been in the desert for what I consider to be like the craziest thunderstorm ever. And it was a huge flood and there were flash floods. We had to literally abandon a job site and people were getting out like literally as this wall of water was coming behind us. I have the craziest pictures from it. It literally like transforms the landscape. Desert thunderstorms are just this whole other thing.
Yeah. I had the car on cruise control because I'm driving across country. Right. I had to take cruise control off because the tires kept slipping as the car would try to maintain its speed.
Yeah. And then what's crazy is when it mixes with a dust storm to create like air mud that's just flying through.
Oh, that would have been terrible. Yeah. I did not get that, fortunately.
Well, you missed a lot while you were gone. We all had a great time and came up with your replacement. So there we go.
Awesome. Perfect. Who'd you get?
We got Big Frog and then Alan Moore.
Two guys replace me. I'll take that. Now, Bobby, real quick, I got a bone to pick with you. Bruce is getting a little upset, so you put him on your lap to calm him down. Never once in our recordings when I was upset have you offered to put me on your lap.
Well, that's true, but that's because I know you're scared of thunderstorms, Dave, and you couldn't handle this thunder.
Not scared of thunderstorms. Just a little worried, that's all.
You're terrified of thunderstorms. Well, it's good to have you back in town, Dave. Next week, we'll come on back with Ryan for a regular Degenerates episode, but we just want to do a real quick update since we won't be doing a regular episode this week. By the way, some of you guys mentioned there was some issues with the recording from last week. If you happen to have downloaded it in the first 2 hours or something when it went up, there was a issue with Podbean where it gave you a half a file, but you can re-download that now, by the way, if you still have trouble with it, and it will come back as the full 40-some-odd minutes show. And listen to it because it's actually pretty good. Dave, you got any shows coming up?
Actually, the fucking contest at Madhouse has started again. So any Monday night, come to Madhouse. I'll be there.
All right. Come on out to Madhouse to see Dave and come on back here next week to see the rest of the Degenerates. This is Bobby for Dave and Spiritual Ryan saying, see you next week. Cruising with the twos.
Actually, we're cruising twosless.
Okay.
Record that. Put it in front of the mic. Yeah, time passing by. Oh, that time passing by.
Oh, motherfucking time is passing by.